That's the violin of Karen Briggs in the best-selling Live at the Acropolis by Yanni. Briggs was a member of Yanni's band for more than a decade. In addition to playing with Yanni, Briggs has added her violin to symphony orchestras, Latin music, even hip-hop. She's recorded with Wu-Tang Clan, for instance. This weekend, Briggs will be in Charlotte as part of the Queen City Jazz Fest. We reached her by phone at home in North Hollywood. So I read that you began experimenting with using the violin in areas where you wouldn't maybe think to hear it pretty early on, like when you were still a kid, actually. What drove you to experiment at such an early age?
Well, it was the music that I grew up with around my parents. I don't think I had known of anybody at that time that really had released anything that just dealt with some music other than classical music, maybe country and western, outside of, you know, what was expected of the instrument. And I really didn't grow up around anything else except a lot of R&B, Caribbean music, and jazz and gospel at the time. So it just seemed like a very natural thing to do.
This weekend, Briggs will be playing in a jazz setting with a frequent collaborator, saxophonist Mike Phillips. The two met during a project through their record label in which classic hip-hop records were reworked with improvising musicians taking over where the vocals are. Here's Briggs' take on Gangsta's Paradise. How do you go about doing it, that is, the improvising? Is it an intellectual thing for you where you're thinking about the notes and scales you're playing, or is it just like an emotional takeover on your instrument?
I guess in assessing that, I'd have to say it's a little of both, really. I mean, there's a lot of human expressions that can be sent through the music. And, you know, there's humor, there's sadness, there's happiness, there's joy, there's a lot of emotions that go into creating what you're going to send out to your audience. And there's a connectedness that has to happen there. A synergy, if you will, between what you're sending out to the audience and then the feedback that they give you.
You like being diverse in your music, obviously, but I'm curious, is there a degree of necessity in being able to genre hop like you do in order to play music for a living nowadays?
I think it has helped. I certainly think that it has helped, and having a great attitude about what you're doing helps. I think, you know, people just want to feel good. They want to feel good. And so you take those elements and you combine it and you have a great attitude towards what you do and an appreciation for people and for what you're able to do, a self-appreciation of the things that you've been exposed to. And you just send that message out there. The true message of it is that it's truly an enhancement. I mean, with all the places and the people that I've come across in the world, I may not know the language they speak. I've gone to Bulgaria, and I couldn't say much more than yes and hello, I think, when I arrived in their language. But musically, the connection that was made between, you know, the artist and the audience is undeniable. In China, it happens. It happens in Japan. It happens anywhere, Barbados, anywhere you go, South Africa. There's always a connection that can be made through the music, and that is what is so important about music.
The violin Briggs used to make those connections for so many years was actually stolen out of her car in Hawaii in 2008, and she wondered if she would ever see it again.
This was probably in November, and then December went by, and then at the time, MySpace was kind of the Facebook of the time. And so I got an email from someone anonymously who had a handle and not a name and said, "Happy New Year, I found your violin."
No way.
And I was like, yeah, I got it back. And so this violin has a story to it. I mean, it's been to India, it's been to China, it's been stolen, it's been returned. And I've been playing this violin for a long time now. It's something I purchased while I was with Yanni, and it's been with me. It's like my favorite violin now.
Karen Briggs, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for sharing the stories and the insights on your playing. I really appreciate it, so thank you.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you today.
Karen Briggs will appear at the Queen City Jazz Fest this Saturday, along with saxophonist Mike Phillips. It's at the Uptown Amphitheater at NC Music Factory.